pregame, we talked a little bit about, you know, use of possession and sometimes maybe guys waiting. And last night, Joe seemed to really kind of find a nice groove of when to take a shot, you know, didn't put you in trouble. Is that, I mean, a progression for a guy even at his age level and his, you know, experience level?
Yeah, I think the same could be said of really all of our guys on the perimeter, where, you know, finding your role is about finding your role within a game, within a quarter, within the end of the game. Those things are pretty fluid, and for Joe to feel that last night, I thought was good. It'll be different if Gordon's on the floor, you know. I mean, everybody adjusts to lineups and whatnot.
No change with Gordon today, just kind of still day-to-day and
figuring it out. Yeah, I'm still in that situation. So,
Coach, you guys the last several weeks have shown a real ability to raise the level of your game when you mm-hmm. play the good teams. Mm-hmm. You got a good team coming in tomorrow night. Do you sense that these guys kind of play to the level of their competition sometimes?
I mean, I thought our competition played at a real high level last night. You know, anytime the team was making shots like they were making, we turned the ball over a lot in the early part of the game where I thought we could have had a lead. And there's been times this year where we've played poorly against, you know, below 500 teams. There's been times we've played poorly against above 500 teams. I think, you know, what happened to us in Los Angeles, what happened against Detroit, where we were able to, you know, gut out some victories. People still come here circling. We've got both the best teams circling our name on the schedule and some of the lesser teams circling our name on the schedule. One, because we're playing well and we beat some teams. And two, because we are a team that there's an expectation from some of the lower teams when they're on a West game road trip, West Coast road trip, and they got to play the Clippers and Golden State. You know, in Portland, they look at our game and say, well, Golden State's a little better than Utah. Maybe we can get this one. And so I don't think that our guys have not performed with energy and intensity. I think there's times when we haven't performed well. And in last night's case, you know, Andrew Wiggins and Budding shot it well. It was a very unconventional game. And so are there things we could do better? Of course. But having watched the film, you know, some of it we got caught without one of our best players. You know, our best player certainly on the perimeter, and then without a guy that's been essentially our second leading offensive scorer on the perimeter, a guy that's given us a lot of punch in Rodney. So that was unfortunate.
Is that pretty tough to try to adjust your game plan and everything?
You know, I think we tried to get the ball to Derek as much as possible, and that's why Trey ended up with a lot of shots, more shots than normally, because we, you know, we had Elijah and Joe or Dante on the wings and Rudy, who we're not throwing the ball to on the post consistently. So when Derek is in that situation, they begin to double team, and he actually handled the double team very well. But again, as the game progresses, it's more difficult for any team you know, to post the ball. And we still did that, but you don't have too many, except real elite-level players that will – even Portland, they'll throw the ball to Aldridge some at the end of the game, but a lot of times it's Lillard in pick-and-roll with Aldridge.
When you look ahead to Portland, you've had good success against the Blazers. Is it a matter of matchups? Do you match up well against those guys, and if so, why and where?
Well, you know, we've been competitive with them the same way we've been competitive with the Clippers. Some teams, although, you know, we haven't been able to beat some of those teams, we did have – we had, I think one of our better games against them here right after All-Star break, and they didn't shoot the ball real well. You know, I think that really helped the circumstances. But, you know, we've got a big front line. They've got a big front line. And so that's been, I think, you know, a positive. It's hard, you know, for them. They're so big. They have size coming off the bench. And so I don't want to say any one individual matchup is key, but having size to play against them I think is important.
Damian Lillard is one of the elite point guards in the league. What do you want to see out of Trey and Dante, I guess, defensively and then also offensively against him?
Well, just try to make it hard on him. You know, I think to make him shoot contested shots is the main thing. And he's going to make some of them. He's that good a player. But it's one of those matchups where, you know, you hope that you know, either he doesn't have a good game or you do a good job against him and make him work. But the odds of you just shutting him down are really low.